Joining us right now with a look at how the COVID pandemic is impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Dan. I hope you're doing well today.
I am indeed. And now, what are the latest numbers in the city?
Yeah, so our numbers have gone up slightly. We have a current active case of 250 residents. That's an uptick of 21 cases in the last 24 hours. The breakdown on that is 17 of those cases over 18 years of age, and the other four are under 18. So, you know, we're monitoring the numbers. The death count is at 505 residents have perished. Total cases overall 31,294. So, again, we're actively working with DPH. We're still doing our regional vaccine every Saturday up at the Shaw Center, which again abuts the Rock Stadium, Campanelli Stadium, and Brockton High School. Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant, is analyzing the wastewater every single night and just gave a wonderful 45-minute presentation on Tuesday before the school committee. So, you know, it's still here, Dan. I mean, you know this. It's not unique to Brockton. It's still throughout the county and the Commonwealth and the country. But, you know, we're working the best we can.
And are the hospitals doing okay so far?
Yeah, the census numbers, there was only one patient in the ICU, so that's really promising. The numbers are manageable at the Good Samaritan Medical Center, Brockton Signature, and also the VA. So, you know, we still do our standing Monday at 1 o'clock call with the hospitals and with Neighborhood Health Center and with Father Bill's Mainspring and High Point. There was a little bit of an uptick in our homeless population last weekend at the shelter and also at High Point. So, you know, we are working with Board of Health and it's led by Dr. Eno Montes here, but you know, it's all hands on deck, and we're still doing our clinics, and we're still doing our wellness trust nurses are going out, and our ability to get out the test kits into people's homes is paramount as well.
And, of course, with this comes as we're dealing with variants.
We are. And, again, Dr. Rick had really professed that to us the other night. And, you know, COVID is here, and it's here for the long term. So, you know, the best thing you can do is you know, get the vaccine, get the booster, and you know, we are able to give youngsters the shots now as well. So, you know, it's all hands on deck with our Brockton Public Schools led by Dr. Linda Cahill. She heads up the nursing there. And so, you know, we're planning for again, my kids will hate me to say this, but we're planning for back to school. And, you know, we are working diligently on best practices. But, you know, the numbers are, you know, a lot better than a year from now, six months ago and a year ago. And, you know, we need to just continue to really work in collaboration. And the best thing that Dr. Rick tells us, and you and I talk about this, Dan, as every week, is if you haven't got vaccinated, strongly consider getting vaccinated. If you have got vaccinated, you haven't got boosted, strongly consider getting the booster.
And, of course, this comes as with something else we talked about last week, monkeypox.
Yeah, I mean, that's another issue. We do not have any confirmed cases in the city of Brock and the city of Champions at this time, but you know, we are monitoring that, and our Board of Health is working with the state folks at the DPH as well. So, you know, that and, you know, the West Nile case that was detected in the neighboring community as well. So, you know, we know this happens in the summer months, and then going into the fall, we know we'll have flu as well. So, you know, I'm really privileged to have some dedicated medical clinicians that can give us guidance and, you know, working together to try to have a healthy, safe city of Brockton.
And something that's kind of become a pressing issue this week, of course, is the extreme heat. How is the city dealing with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really oppressive everywhere. You know, we are in a heat wave, and we have opened cooling centers at the main public library downtown, the Senator Thomas Kennedy Library downtown in Brockton, and we're giving out cooling kits. I want to thank Director Steve Hook, who heads up the BEMA, Brockton Emergency Management Agency. And, you know, we're checking in on our seniors and the most vulnerable population as well, and giving out fans. We were given a grant, so we're giving out fans, free fans, to folks that need them as well. But, yeah, it's oppressively hot. You know, the city pools are open, and they are being utilized. But, you know, if people can stay in and stay cool, drink lots of fluid is what we're really expressing to people right now.
And what about summer programs?
You know, the summer programs have continued. The only thing we did cancel this week, we have the summer concert. And it's really attended by a lot of senior citizens. So we made a decision out of abundance of health and safety to pause that this week. So we will we'll reschedule that for later in August. But, you know, the kids are still out there playing, you know, giving Gatorade, giving water, giving a lot of fluids. But definitely seeing a lot of less attendance right now because of the heat. And that's okay. That's okay. We want safety first. And, you know, the school programs are being offered. The after school evening programs are being offered through the mayor's summer programs as well. So it's just a heat wave that everybody's impacted right now. So if you can stay inside and stay cool, that's what we're urging folks to do.
And we were talking a little bit earlier about the homeless population, but this comes as the city actually got the Manly Street Housing Resource Center, I should say, has been granted some state funds.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost a $4 million state appropriation, and it was announced up in Worcester earlier this week, and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito was there, and Undersecretary Maddox was there, and Secretary Mike Keneally was there, and so I strongly support this endeavor. It's a campus setting that's on federal land on Manly Street, directly abutting the VA. It's going to be wraparound services. It really is going to be a game changer, and as a result, the goal would be to have them relocate, Father Bill's to relocate to this campus setting, and then City of Brockton would acquire the downtown property and develop that at some point. So, I'm really proud of working with Father Bill's Mainspring, and we're going to continue to provide the services of folks that are facing homelessness.
And another program that came through was the City and BAT are joining the T Youth Pass program.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, as Mayor Brockton, I chair the BAT Bus Corporation, and Mike Lambert is the executive director, and it's really a win-win. I mean, Brockton's wealthy with people, but in terms of our finances, we're not wealthy in terms of the ledger, the financial ledger. So, again, anything that can be utilized to help people and help people with transportation and minimize cost and from a fiscal responsibility standpoint, I think is a win-win. So it is a really a great endeavor that's being done, and I'm excited to cheer the BAT bus, and I want to thank the folks at the MBTA and the folks at the Brockton Area Transit. It's really been a wonderful collaborative effort.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, we're going to leave it right there for this week, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Be well and stay cool.
I will try my best. You as well.